Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me. We're going to talk about some crazy stuff, and it's nice because we got the super speed ladder. We got the, not the old school, we got the new. I'll tell you one thing, we're going to have to get some heavenly messages today, and I'm not talking about Paula White type messages like this.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Paula White is, Pastor Paula White is somebody that I'm very familiar with because, of course, I worked for the Daystar Television Network, Christian TV. I worked there for a long time. Isn't that right, Cosmo? That's right, Cosmo. And, well, you know, she was very close with the owner of that network. Christians are going through all sorts of problems today, especially in the media. Feels like God's doing something. What's really happening is it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. President Donald Trump, if you haven't heard, he made Pastor Paula White his, his kind of like his, we'll say his Christian mentor through the years, his spiritual advisor through the years. He made her the head of the faith department. The White House, the branch of the faith department is Pastor Paula White. And a lot of people are making fun of her because she does, you know, she's very passionate the way she talks. And I mean, she's had a, you know, kind of a checkered past, a little bit of a relationship with Benny Hinn, of all people. You probably remember him. Yeah. Well, you know, Christian TV's having its day, it seems. It's right now smack dab in the middle. Is that a bad thing or is that a good thing? This is the question a lot of people are asking. A lot of people are quick to being, you know, really criticizing and attacking the idea of what a Christian is, mainly because of, you know, her speaking in tongues, which, by the way, is not what you think. You're going to learn today what speaking in tongues really is. But Pastor Paula White is now going viral for this.
America, angelic forces, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement. Pika hata anda ata orabata rata and ek eka manda rasata. For I hear the sound of victory.
It's a heavenly tongue. It's the tongue of the angels, right? It's the native tongue. It's the language that you knew from your birth. But a lot of people don't really understand this. Well, perhaps it's because what she's doing is what people consider to be speaking in tongues, but maybe not really what it is. Because, in fact, when the speaking in tongues was first mentioned in Scripture, well, where we get many of the teachings on it today, was in the upper room, when all the apostles went up there for the Passover, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and it appeared upon them as cloven tongues of fire. Obviously, her mouth is not on fire, and we know on the channel that words have power, and that fire purifies. And a cloven tongue would be a tongue that is separated. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, you know, you no longer talk in the language everybody else talks. You're talking the native tongue. But that's besides the point. A lot of people are freaking out because they're like, oh, that means that the Trumpster, he's, you know, he's a bad guy. This is a problem. I just released a video. If you haven't seen it, the live show that I just did, Cyrus Has Risen, where I kind of laid out the fact that, you know, President Donald Trump is 100% God's chosen. Any leader is, all right? Any leader is. God's in charge of it all. And what happens is when he places them there, if they mess up, he yanks them away. He yanks them away, and that happens as well. And that actually may happen in the future. But the fact is, King Cyrus, he was a man of religious tolerance. You know, actually, President Trump just passed some kind of executive order about discriminating against Christians. So it's ironic that the one person he puts as the head of the Office of Faith in the White House is someone that everybody's like, oh, this is a weird person. This is a weird person doing this. When in fact, all religions are a little kookadoo, right? If you think about it, all the things, you know, the Catholics, they've literally believed that, you know, if a cracker turns into the literal flesh of Jesus Christ and the wine turns into the literal blood, that's a little strange. There are a lot of little strange things that go on in religion. Cyrus was a man of tolerance. Cyrus was a man that believed that everybody should be allowed to practice so long as it doesn't infringe upon other people.
I'm also creating the White House Faith Office led by Pastor Paula White, who is so amazing.
in the White House, we will protect Christians in our schools, in our military, in our government, in our workplaces, hospitals, and in our public squares. And we will bring our country back together as one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Throughout history, those who have sought control and domination over others have always tried to cut the people off from the connection to their Creator. At the same time, every nation with big dreams and great ambition has recognized that there is no recourse more precious than the faith in the hearts of our people. It's the thing that makes our nation great. It makes other nations great. When you don't have it, you don't see great nations. Without God, we are isolated and alone. But with God, the scripture tells us all things are possible. Well, look at me. I'm standing before you today. I shouldn't be here.
And this is what it seems like Donald Trump is doing. It's ironic that right now mainstream Christianity is all the buzz with everything that's going on. Still this terrible, heartbreaking story with Daystar Television Network. My old boss, people that I loved, going through all this stuff in the fire. It's all madness. But my point is, maybe all of this stuff is, just to kind of get you to say, maybe you've been taught funny things. You know, maybe speaking in tongues isn't just speaking a bunch of gibberish that makes absolutely no sense. Maybe there's a deeper meaning. And guess what? There is a deeper meaning. And you're about to find out what it is. It's going to blow your mind. There's literally a secret message in the book of Acts where they spoke in tongues. And the people from all the different areas, they all heard their native tongue. There's a message in it. Now you're going to find out what that is. A hidden message in the book of Acts about speaking in tongues. So I've shared on the channel before, I've talked about the meaning of names, right? That God hides truth even in someone's name, like Jacob. There's a truth there. There's a truth in your name. You got to look up what your name means. Find out why you were called what you were called, because God is behind everything. God is the instrument that is playing you. You may not even know it. Names have meaning. Joseph means God has added. Jehovah has added. That's what it literally means. Mary literally means their rebellion, like man's rebellion from truth. God has added to their rebellion. Joseph and Mary, Jesus, Yahshua, salvation. God has added to man's rebellion, salvation. Jesus was from Nazareth. A Nazarite is one that is separated from the world. God has added to man's rebellion, salvation, and separated them from the world. Like took the tares that were in them, burned them away. Gathered all the wheat, all the barley to the house, to the storehouse. It's a picture of spiritual maturity. It's a picture of finally entering into that rest. Feast of Weeks 7. So names have meaning. Right? Names. I've broken down the 12 tribes of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan. You put them all together. Reuben means behold the sun. Simeon means hearing, to hear. Remember Simon was the one that carried Jesus's cross on the road to Golgotha? Remember? It was Simon that carried the cross. Those that can hear the truth carry the cross. Behold the sun hears. Levi means join to. Behold, the Son hears and joins to give praise. That's what Judah is, to praise. Dan is a judge because I'm married to the Dan. She's my judge. God is my judge through her. She keeps me on track. I love the Dan so much. So you put them all together. Behold, the Son hears and joins to give praise to a judge, wrestling, to invade, to make straight, to reward and exalt whom Jehovah has added. Joseph, God has added. To the son of the right hand, Benjamin. God's going to reward us, exalt us, because God added us to the son of the right hand, added us to Christ. We become part of the body of Christ. So there are these hidden messages. Now, in the book of Acts, there is a hidden message that no one's talked about. I think I'm the only one that discovered it, that I'm aware of. Pentecost is broken down in the book of Acts, okay? Now, I just want to read this to you. Because there is a, before I even break down the hidden message, which is going to blow your mind, like 100% blow your mind. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and once again, that word Pentecost is 50 days, right? After those 7 weeks, if you will, was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. That means all of them, They were on the same page. They knew love. They knew hope. They knew truth. They were all together, united. And suddenly, there came, now they were in an upper room, very symbolic of us going to a higher place of understanding. But there was a literal upper room that took place, I'm sure. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Now, where is heaven? The kingdom of heaven is within. As a rushing, mighty wind. So, as a doctrine. Something that was unexpected. They went up to learn something. They went to celebrate this feast. They went to find God. And they went up in one accord with the same hope. And there came a sound from heaven. A rushing, mighty doctrine. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. We are the house of God. We are the temple of God. Now, and there appeared unto them cloven, that means separated, separate, tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. A noble truth comes to us and it sits on your heart. And because of it, you now have a separate tongue from everybody else. Your tongue is cloven, separate. Fire is symbolic of truth. Jesus is a consuming fire. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. A consuming fire. Tongues like as if fire. And they were filled with what? The Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, cloven tongues, a separated tongue. They got together, one accord. They went up, a sound from heaven within them. The truth just was revealed to them. Holy Spirit filled the house. And they began to speak another tongue. Their native tongue. The native tongue of everyone. Because at the same time that this was going down, there were people from all over the world. All the world that were gathered in this place. And they heard this ruckus going on upstairs. They all heard all these people shouting and carrying on. When you hear the story, you think of them just talking in gibberish. Many times you go to churches and people speak in tongues and it looks like they're, some people say, they're possessed with something. Other people say, oh, it's a beautiful thing. Who knows? But you can't understand it because it seems like babble. Then others will tell you stories of, you know, well, they spoke and they were in Iran or they were in, you know, Zimbabwe or wherever, and they were speaking in tongues and everybody understood. People tell stories. I'm not saying that that's not something that turns out to be true, but I'm saying it's just the truth. It's a native tongue that is spoken. And in the story, what they do is they spell out all the different countries and all the different areas, and all those names have meaning. What meaning they have is going to blow your mind. This is a breakdown of that story. The breakdown of the story, which I was just reading to you, of all the people that were there. Actually, let me see if I can pull up a bigger picture of it so we could read it to you one more time. Now, they were sitting in Jerusalem, staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Every nation, not some. All of them. And this is where it gets good. This is where it gets good. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together bewildered. It's like, what's going on? Because if each of them heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't these all who are speaking Galileans? Which, by the way, the word Galileans, it means unbroken circuit, circular, like the Ouroboros. Isn't that wild? So these Galileans, how is it that they know our native tongue? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia. So you can see, you can see how this is pretty interesting because you have all these different places, and somehow they all heard their native tongue. Now, what if that native tongue is love? What if that native tongue is more? So, every one of those places, every one of those, Parthia means a pledge. A pledge. Like God's pledged his loyalty to us, or I pledged my loyalty to someone. A pledge. Medes means the middle land. A middle land is a place that's in between heaven and hell, dwelling in the middle. Elam means eternity. Very interesting. Residents that they're talking about are those who reside. Mesopotamia means between two rivers. Also, choices. You have two choices. Judah, he shall be praised. Cappadocia, the province of good horses. The appearance of them is as horses. Saints. Pontus, the sea. Asia derives from the Greek word meaning resurrection. Phrygia, I'm pronouncing it wrong. Dry, barren. Pamphylia, of every tribe. Egypt, double straits, jeopardy, hard times, trouble. Libya, afflicted, weeping. Around, according to Cyrene, the supremacy of the bridal. Visitors means to be president among one's people. Rome means strength. Jews, those who praise God. Proselytes are those that are new to the faith. That's basically everything spelled out. Okay, now when you hear it together, this is where it gets good. This is the native tongue, okay, that they were hearing. Together, because they were in one accord together, a pledge was made to those of the land between heaven and hell in eternity. To those who resided between two choices, God shall be praised. For the saints and those dwelling in the sea of ignorance, there will be resurrection for the barren of every tribe, those in trouble, those afflicted, and those weeping. Because of the supremacy of God's bridal will be present among the people, great strength, not only for those who praise God, but also for the newcomers of the faith. If that doesn't get your goosebumps going, I don't know what will. It's a day of liberty, a day of freedom, a day of truth. Pentecost, the holiday that's coming up right now, the harvests that are upon us. First fruits, barley, then you got the wheat, got the threshing, then you got the grapes. Come in with the wheat, people, right? You don't want to be part of the grapes, but even the grapes are going to be all right in the end. But in this story, when you take every one of those places in order, mind you, in order. Let me read it one more time. So this is the Acts 2 breakdown. Share this around with people, okay? Because while everybody's talking about how, oh, they were talking in different languages, and maybe they were, but this is what the places mean. A pledge was made to those who dwell between the heaven and hell and in eternity. A pledge was made to us all in eternity. To those who reside between two choices, God's going to be praised. You got heaven, you got hell. But in this place, God is going to be praised. For the saints and those dwelling in the sea of ignorance. Not just for the good people, not just for the people that know God, not for the people that have been on YouTube forever talking about the Lord. For even the people dwelling in the sea of ignorance, there will be resurrection for every barren of every tribe. Those in trouble, those afflicted and weeping. And why is that the case? You know what a bridal is? When they're in that horse race, right? This is why I'm so glad Lance reached out to me, because it really is a nice tie-in. If you want to win the race, first of all, you're not going to do it having a meltdown. That's the first thing. But that bridal is important. God's got us. He's going to direct us over the finish line. Do you get that? Because of the supremacy of God's bridle, the supremacy of it. Nothing can thwart God's will, and it's God's will that all be saved.
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay, so how does a 61-year-old guy run circles around guys like me in their mid-30s? Well, he's definitely not cheating with dangerous injections.
For the saints and those dwelling in the sea of ignorance. There's going to be resurrection for every baron of every tribe, for those in trouble, those afflicted and weeping, because of the supremacy of God's bridle. And this supremacy of God's bridle, God's control, will be present among the people. There will be great strength, not only for those who praise God, but also for the newcomers to the faith. I can't top that, people. I hope that you enjoyed the show. I hope that you now, you know, you're going to be speaking in a new tongue, and it's not something that people don't understand, because, of course, Scripture says very clearly that if you're going to say something, make sure people understand. All right, listen, I love each and every one of you. Let's not get too hung up in the theatrics of everything. Let's understand that God's doing something. He's doing something. He's revealing a lot, and people are getting shocked. They're getting shocked by it. And I'll tell you, if anything, it's entertaining, right? It's entertaining. Be good to your friends, be good to your neighbors, be good to your family, and be good to those that treat you poorly. Pray for them. This is what we need to do. This is the new day that we're in. All right, I love each and every one of you. I hope that this met you well. If you want to support the channel, the best way to do it is just smash the like, share it around, make sure you're subscribed, check the bell, go into the link in the description, Truly Free Home. Oh, and I got some news. Truly Free Home, they're giving away 300 free loads of dish, like soap for washing machines. Took me three times to say it. That dish, I just love the dish soap so much. For the washing machines, you can get all their stuff, but they're giving away 300 loads. If you go into the description of the video, there's a link special for you. You click on that link, you're going to get the offer. Use code Jacob, try the product out, and then you get like 300. That's like the whole year. You want to talk about like some saving, and they only do it for February, and I get entered into a competition for every person that does it. So get in touch with them, trulyfreehome.com, code Jacob, 30% off, and you can get all the free washing you want. All right, I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.